Intel could be divided up, according to the Wall Street Journal. Intel's rivals, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and Broadcom, are each looking over potential deals to split the company in two. Intel is investing $28 billion to build two chip manufacturing plants in Lincoln County, but the company has been facing financial difficulties and recently replaced its CEO. Lancaster police received multiple 911 calls Sunday morning about a man with a handgun breaking into several homes. Officers responded to the area of Trace Drive and Williamsburg Lane and found 22-year-old Wesley Music in a backyard. He was arrested for aggravated burglary and is currently sitting in the Fairfield County Jail. Ohio Task Force 1 has been called in to help with recovery efforts in Kentucky after heavy flooding left 8 people dead. Officials say thousands are without power and hundreds had to be rescued. 47 members with Ohio Task Force 1, including the water team, were sent to help first responders. They are planning for a 14-day mission. I'm Eric Brown reporting. There is a warming center open now through Thursday night for anyone looking for a place to get out of the cold. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church in Newark is open from 5:30 p.m. until 9:30 a.m. Licking Memorial Health Systems is providing evening meals and breakfast. There is free transportation to the warming center by Licking County Transit from downtown. For more information, call 211. The Mount Vernon Police Department is organizing a Citizens Police Academy. The academy will run from March 13th through June 26th. Residents will have the chance to tour the police department and take part in a ride-along to gain insight into the daily responsibility of officers. Residents will undergo a background check as part of the registration process. The Fairfield County Dog Adoption Center and Shelter is currently cleaning up after two dogs were diagnosed with parvovirus. The kennels will remain closed until February 24th, but residents can still visit the shelter and adopt dogs. Any dogs that were in contact with infected animals have been isolated. To find out how you can help, contact the Adoption Center. I'm Eric Brown reporting.